Well, we haven't really talked about travel in months, but joining us right now from St. Clair Travel, Deanne Colon. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning. I missed my music.
I've missed it, too. We've missed having you on the show. What's 2020 been like at St. Clair Travel?
Well, I'm sure as you almost know, it's just been a little quiet. It's been refunding and getting people back to staying home with their families for a while and planning for next year.
I mean, the travel industry, and by that I mean not just travel agents, but airlines, hotels, resorts, cruise ships, they've all suffered this year, haven't they?
Boy, it's been a year. You know, every time we get a notice from an airline or a cruise line, you know, that they've stopped their, working this month or the next month, you know, because they went month by month majority. But then all of a sudden, and I think about August, the cruise line said till the end of the year or to December 15th. And, you know, and people were hanging on hoping they were still going. And, you know, then we had to tell them. Then Hawaii shut down for a while and wouldn't let anybody in. So it's been a long haul. But, you know, it makes you realize how much you love to get away and how much you appreciate when you do get to go.
That's right. Well, as soon as it's taken away, you realize how nice it is to be able to do that. What advice do you have for people that are thinking about travel at this point, whether it's for the Christmas holiday, perhaps looking ahead to next year, maybe a winter getaway or spring break?
I will tell you this. The one thing to keep in mind is shopping at a travel agency and local. I've had more people call me that have booked with different websites and never got the refunds, never got anybody's voice. And they, you know, came to me and they wanted me to help them. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I can't help you. And the airlines don't help you if you booked on a website. You have to go back to that. So that being said, what I've been telling everybody is in the fall right now, Mexico Cancun is open. I've had many people go, as a matter of fact, and loving it. The airports, I flew to LaGuardia Airport, empty. I mean, no lines, no bothers, nothing. I mean, it's a very smooth program. You just kind of, you do what you normally do. There's nothing really different about it. I was really surprised. I thought it would be really, heavy duty, COVID, but nothing like that at all, and very pleasant. And I'm looking forward to traveling myself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right before all this happened, you had just gotten back from Australia, if I remember right.
Yes. I was actually in Australia when this all happened.
I tend to remember
and
that.
When
yeah.
I arrived in Australia on that day, they told us we had to come home.
Oh, man.
So we got to stay for 6 days, and we got to see beautiful Australia, but we didn't get to go to New Zealand or Fiji. So
you need a do-over.
That's, again, put back on my bucket list.
there you go. Are there deals to be had right now, Deanne?
Yes, lots of deals. Not what you would think. Cruise lines have deals going on. And to be fair, I haven't really booked too many cruises except starting maybe in April. Nothing much for the winter yet, because I think we're not quite sure when they're going to get the okay to go. But right now, Punta Cana is amazing. If you can go before December, 15th or 20th, the deals are amazing. You can go somewhere for $1,000 a person, all-inclusive, at a really nice resort.
We've talked about... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was just going to say, and then for next year, the cruise lines for Alaska and, down the California coast, different places, even to Europe. The amazing thing is they're upgrading everybody to balconies and things like that.
Wow. Yeah, the cruise lines haven't been running and still aren't running, so they're going to be really eager to bring people back, aren't they?
They are. They really are. And they're going to have a little bit of a problem bringing people back, I think, because they got such a bad rap. But boy, when I read all the COVID updates they've done to the cruise ships and the airlines, and it's amazing why this wasn't happening before, but how air purification systems have been put in place and cleaning systems have been put into place. I'm telling you, that Delta air flight couldn't have been cleaner.
And I got to ask you, because this is what I hear from anybody else as soon as the topic of travel comes up. you know, you either get, you know, I can't wait to travel again, or yeah, I'm going to travel. What's the big deal? Or a wince and, ooh, I just don't know that I'm ready to travel yet. Is it safe to travel right now, Deanne?
You know what? I said to everyone that I've talked to, I think it's safer now than it ever has been.
Yeah.
And I believe it's just because finally, when I was a kid, I remember having to wait to get that airplane cleaned before you board.
Mm, yeah.
Now you're passing people in the gangplank there to get on the plane.
Right.
You're not even cleaning them. Yeah. And now they have at least a half an hour where they clean and wipe down and spray. And to me, it's a huge deal. And it really, really is the time to travel. And there's not a lot of people traveling, so why not go?
Why not go? Why not book your travel with Deanne Colin at St. Clair Travel? By the way, Deanne, what I was going to say before is we have talked before about travel insurance. If this hasn't been a wake-up call to people about the importance of travel insurance.
Yes. Travel insurance now, it's almost a given. It's almost like I have people that were booking for winter that never booked travel insurance. And the first thing out of my mouth is, this time you're going to take it, right? And they said, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it is more important than ever to go to talk to someone like me, travel agents that have the knowledge now. Because I'll tell you what, we've learned a huge lesson on what insurance to offer, who to offer it to, and also just, the facts on what's out there.
Yeah. So what's the procedure right now? People are probably, daydreaming about where they want to travel. They're doing a little research online. But as we said, it's important to do this locally with a local travel agent. So are you in the office now, or how's this all working?
We are in the office now not one day a week. One person a day is working, and we're open Monday through Friday. We're open absolutely 11 to 5. I've been in 9 to 5, and I'm working Monday, Tuesdays. Kim is in our office on Wednesdays, and then Donna's in our office on Thursday and Friday. So we are open. And then if not, you can email us. We're working from home as well. But we're open every day. We open our office doors, and we've got people coming in every day. We're actually busier than I imagined. So I'm very excited. It is weird only working 2 days, but to be fair, I go in the office almost every day I'm around.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's hard to keep you away. This, I think, Deanne, people are starting to get a little restless, we've had a lot of time at home, which has been lovely, but I think that we're all kind of ready to stretch our legs and get out somewhere, and whether it's today or this year or sometime next year, I think people are ready to start planning.
I think so. And if you want to go with one of our groups, I got two or three trips planned. So next year, if you want to go to Switzerland with us, we rescheduled our trip to go next September 29th. And we're doing Switzerland and Italy by train. And really, it's a day or two in Italy, but it's mostly Switzerland. And I'm escorting that group. And I'm also taking a group in May to Paris and Normandy, where it's the anniversary of Normandy this year. It's going to be a lot of exciting things happening. We're traveling together, so we're going to tackle this together, and I think it's going to just be a lot of fun, and I think people are ready to go, and I've got some space left on both trips, so if anybody wants to go with us, give us a call.
And that number again is?
810-329-7163.
All right. Hey, Deanne, great talking to you. Take care. Hang in there. We'll talk again real soon.
All right. Thanks.
All right. You bet. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.